Okay, and that can be deduced from other Rishonim too, from the Chinuch and from Rashi and Sanhedrin, that in order to have Rishus for a Romes Yad, then it must be Yodit Kivun. Now, Rashi and Sanhedrin says that Yosor Shevet Miyehudo, Elo Roshi Golyes, Shebibovel, Sheritim es Esom Bimakim. Why? Because they are descendants of David. So Sore was Nimsa to them, Biyerushe. So even when the Jews were in Goles, there was still a din of Yerushe in regard to Rishgalusi. So because Alpidin, Sore was Mosul to the play David, to the descendants of David. So, and the Gemara points out because they are descendants of David. But Rashi says there, Shenosam lohem melech poras, lirdis is om bimaki. Why does Rashi mention? Tav Daled, I think, in Sanhedrin. Shenosam lohem melech poras, rishus. Just about rishus. The answer is, since there is aloche, that if one is merim yad, without rishus from the Torah, so he's a Roshe. But a Dayan has Rishus. But one does not have Rishus Alpidin if Bimtzias he cannot enforce it. So if the state gives him the authority to use force, like the Rishgalus says in Bobel, so then Alpidin has Rishus. But if Melech Poras had not authorized the Rish Galuses to use force against Chaitim, against Avayonim, so then Alpidini wouldn't have Rishus. Whenever a certain heter is based upon the Rishus that the Torah gives, so the Torah gives Rishus only if Bimtzias he can enforce it. But if Bimtzias he cannot enforce it, but he can close the doors and give makas mardus to a certain person. So Alpidini doesn't have issues. And the Chinuch, when it is, mentions the mitzvah of meeting out Mrs. Bezen to those who are hired Mrs. Bezen, so he says, we sanhedrin neheges bein be'eretz bein bechutz lo'eretz. Im nismichu be'eretz. So, Mimele, he says, they can be dumped in the foshes in Chutz Loretz, because that's in Mishnah Makis. The Sanhedrin on the Yeges being buried in Chutz Loretz. Provided the Chinuch says that the Malchus gave them Rishus. Why does the Chinuch have to say the Malchus? And suppose the Malchus didn't give them Rishus? So that means, so then they will be put in jail if they will be dumped in the foshes. All right, the Chinuch does not have to discuss with us, I mean, these practical things. That we know, without the Chinuch. So, the Chinuch mentions here a din, that in order that Beis Din should be able to be done, so the Torah gives them Rishus. But if the Malchus forbids them, so then Alpidin they don't have Rishus. Furthermore, the Chinuch even says, Ligabi Nidu, being Minade, that Beis Din has to be minade those who are chayim nidu. So he says, provided that the Malchus gives rishus to Bezen to be minade. Why does he have to say that? The answer is, because nidu involves klole. Klole also is a form of aromes yad. And without rishus, so if somebody will be mikale live me roshim, he's a chetik. Gamanish la tzadik loitei vein loitei velarad, as Gemara says in Shabbos. So, but Bez Neidayan has Rishus. But if the Malchus forbids it, then since Bimtzias it cannot be enforced. Any force that cannot be realized before Hesye. So Alpidini doesn't have Rishus. That's why the Rambam says in Hilchos Ritziach Shmiras Nefesh. That's why the Rambam says, Melchus Ritziach Shmiras Nefesh. Ha'apikosim ve'lev le'avrizore, o ye'isa aviri la'achis, ha'filochel ve'lo ilova shabbis la'achis, ha'reiz ha'apikeres, v'shikev chimitero b'mvuo, ho'yo mitzvo le'hergon, im b'yesh b'yodei kiach le'hergon b'sayim b'faresye. What kind of a lotion is it? The answer is, True, they are moved every Sirtzoch, but there is a loch of Aromesiat. So, Bezin has reshus. But, so when does Bezin have reshus? If she has the authority, if the Malchus gave them the Keach, the authority to be done to the Nefoshes, as it happened in the medieval ages. So, the Chachmi Israel in certain countries, in Spain, and even in France, certain times, that the Malchus gave them the right to be done to the Nefoshes. Nefoshes. So Memele Bez, who represent the Tzibur, had reshus. But, so how do we know whether someone has reshus or not? So, there is a simple way of determining that. In other words, if he can do it bifaresi, leine ashemesh, and no one will stop him, then he has reshus al pidi. So, im yeish biyode ikeach lehogam bisayut bifaresi, it's ya disroyut kimro, then, so le migda milse, so is herik. But, if im biyode ikeach lehogam bisayut bifaresi herik, so if they don't get the authorization from the Malchus, so b'mtzias they cannot enforce it, so then there is no rishus in Bez either. Now, I mentioned all that in order to explain the Rambam. So now, according to what I said, that when the Rambam says, l'fichach kol anishba l'hora l'achirim, pota mishlo esbitu, the Rambam is reference to a case where there is no isa. So, bishleim l'gabi yakes pleini ene isim aysamcho, l'gabi yikal l'enu ene isim aysamcho. But the Rambam says, Yigzil Mameine. So the love of Gzele is applies to everybody, and I with Chovim and the Roshe is my Samcho. But the love of the Sigzel does not apply, as the Ravid says in Lichas Avizore, it does not apply. To a min and the mosa, because lo yehei momene chomo migufe. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says et l'tabi mosa, but the Raivet mentions et l'tabi min as well. So according to the Rambam, that minimum mosrim are mufke from the love of lisirtzoch, so lo yehei momene chomo migufe, so memele, they are mufke of the love of lisirtzoch also. If somebody is hearing an akum, is able to see it, because if somebody guzzles an akum, so he's able to see it. Why? Because if somebody kills an akum, and someone who is able, even a nochi who is able, I miss the neach, so he's able to see it. Mashenki, my minimum Muslim, according to the Rambam, that they are mufke of the love of the see it, so memele, they are mufke of the love of the sigzel as well. But that doesn't mean that one has the shoes to gazel from a min or a mosa, because Aron Mesiyad it is. So in Mele, the Rambam says, Lifichoch kol anishba lehora l'achir, pota mishu esbitu, koin she nishba she yake espleini, o yikalleno yigzil momenei, o yimsereno biyadanos, mipnei shum tzu v'shul lasos. So it means, even the case where there is no violation of an isa. So then he says, v'yirali sheulekim shum shushon. That's a chidesh. So he has to say, Shulaykem Mishum Shurashon. Now I want just to go over the Mishnah, because I think that I mentioned that I'll start in the Sugi of Stamidon Lachmi. Right. Stamidon Lachmi, Upirushom Lachim, Keisa Doma, Haril like Psalmoliach Kiyayin Nesech, In Bishal Shomayim, Noda Rosa, In Bishal Abneskechovim, Noda Mut, Vim Stamos, הרי אולי כחרם, אם כחרם של שמיים עושה, ואם כחרם של כי הלימודה, ואם סתם עושה. Now, רשי מדורי, has two פשוט. And the ראש, in the פיסקי ראש, also has two פשוט. And tasteless also mentions two פשוט. So, רשי, I think that רשי is more explicit in explaining the two lishenis, the two pshat in the Gemara. Now, briefly, so according to one pshat, and that's probably the shite of most lishenim, so it means tam nidorim lahachmir o perushom lehokeim, that if he is miforesh, even if he is miforesh lehokeim later on, not bishmas, not bishas maise, so it's also lehokeim. according to the other Loshin in Rashi, and one Loshin in the Piskei Rosh, and one Loshin in the Rosh, so when do we say Perushim Lohakeil? If at the time he takes the Neder, he explains it Lohakeil. But if at the time of the Neder he says Tam, so then an hour later he'll try to explain Lohakeil. So it's ineffective. It's ineffective. Now let's see the Rashi. Stam nidorim din yedeya b'izin yenoda lehachmi v'yazlino lechumre v'amrino al kol dovor hanodu unoda ופירושו נעבור יום בפורש, והוא מדבר על איסא נודע, איז לאוקי, דאוכי הוא דגרון. כיצד, הוי מרקי כזו עליי קיצה מוליח, אם משל שלומים נודע, כשאני נולא יאומר על של שלומים נודעת, על שם פסר שלומים, שצריך עם מלך, דכסי וכל קור במיחוס חוב עם מלך תמלך, ועל יין המסנסך על גבי המזבח לשמי, עושה, שערי נודע ודברה נודעו, ואם על שם יין עשר של אבי זכחו, ואם סודץ דבר עושו, וחסם עוליר אבי זכחו, ואם מותר, שערינות אבי דבר עושו, ואם סתם דאומר, אם ידוע לי, אם על שם שמיים, או על שם תומן הודעתי, עושה, דאמרין אורי נסחב מזה, אלא בדבר הנודו, ואין סתם להחמיר, פירוש שלו, אוקיי, דין פירש, ואומר לשם אבי זכחו, ונדע לי, מותר. So according to the first lashon in Rashi, even if later on, after the afloye, he took the afloye. He explains it lehokeil, so it's effective. Mishnachine, stam nidorim do makikazu olai kipsam uviach yayin esach. Vohizke loy mishim shomayim vohishim abizkichovim lehach. Upirush on dim miforesh bishoshen neoda viyoma. Kipsam uviach shol shlomim. Mishlomim vaday koma. Shetzrichem melachisa bishoko bones. Shari necholim lishne yom vlai lachas. Uchi yayin esach shal mizbeach. Dehay nebidovar anodo. Vim ki yayin. So he says, "Upirushon di miforesh bisho shenoda, bisho shenoda." But if bisho shenoda, he was not miforesh lohakeil, and it was just he said stam. He said, "Arei like ipsam uliach." Then an hour later, he tells us, "No, he meant kipsam uliach shlavrizor." So it's ineffective. Says so it we upirushon di miforesh bishor shenoda v'yomar kipsam uliach shol shlomim mishlomim vaday koma shetzrich his melach yisa bishor kobonis shari necholim lishne yomim v'lai lachas uchi yayin esach shal mizbeach dayin udovar anodu v'im ki yayin esach shal mizchovim uchi bosam udovar shal mizchovim iz lohokeil. Now let's see in the Piskei Rosh. Now, that's Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis, the first column, and then the third line from the end. Stam nidorim lachmei perushim lehokeil. Yesh miforshim, af al pi sheperushim lehokeil, im moy pirei shazlino lechumre. Veloy nihirem, dima hutzrach mishnei su perushim lehokeil. Voy makul leshayich, ki shepirei, ki mishepir heich noda, lo shayich lahaskir, כולה וחומרי, ככל היצר פי ויעזר. זאת אומרת, אף על פי שפירושם לאוקיי, אם לא יפירש, פישס הנהדר. So אז לא לחומרי, that's the second lashon in Rashi. So it's the first lashon in the Rashi. So he says, בואי נהירה, דימאת, הוא צריך לשניס את פירושם לאוקיי. So what does he say? פירושם לאוקיי, in other words, if at the time of the נהדר is מפורש לך. Naturally, I mean, that goes without saying. Even the time of the Neder, he spelled it out, okay? So, of course. So, there was no Neder. V'yesh miforshim. Aval pishe stam nidom lachmir. Haine kishilu ipirish mahoye b'libei. Elo oma kach nodarti. Mu shepershu chachomim. Onu miforshim lechumre. Avu limom ha'ari olai kipsam liach. V'choz avu oma b'libei hoyo. Kipsam liach shal mizkichovim. Az linan bos ha'perush elok. So, that's the second pshat is like the first lashon in Rashi. Now, of course, the Ran and probably most Rishonim, they agree with the first lashon in Rashi, which is the same as the second lashon in the Piskei Rosh. All right. Now, Hari alei kechirem, im kechirem shal shamay bosal, im kechirem shal kei alimuta, im stam osal. Hari alei kemaiser, im kemaiser behim enod arosal. ועם שלגר המותר, ועם סתם עושה. הרי אולי כתרומו, אם כתרומה סל נשכנו דרוס, ועם שלגר המותר, ועם סתם עושה, דיבר רב מאיר, רב יהודה, אי מאיר, סתם תרומה ביהודו אסור, בגולי הוא מותר אס, שאין שי גולי, מכיר לסתרומה סל נשכו. So Reb Yehuda is saying that the only reason as to why we call is Mutera Sheinan Shikol or Makir as to Mesalishko. But if in a certain place, so they are Makir both, so then it would be Lechum. So in other words, Reb Yehuda agrees with the Tanakamis Din, that Stam Nidor and Lachnia. But then the last, the safer of this Mishnah, Stam Chomim Be Yehuda Mutorim, Begol Lasurim Sheinan Shikol or Makirim Es Chomim Yakeyanim. So the implication being that the only reason as to why is Bigol Asurim, Shein Shigol Makirim Eschome Akeyanim. But suppose in a certain place the Anoshim are Makir both, so then it would be Mutah. So the Gemara says that this Sefer does not represent the view of Rabbi Yehuda. That is Rabbi Lezbar Rabbi Tzodek. And Rabbi Lezbar Rabbi Tzodek is Chilik and Tanekame and Rabbi Yehuda. Tanekame and Rabbi Yehuda, they both hold that Stam Nidorim Lahachmir. But there is a Tane who says that Stam Nidorim or Sofik Nizirus is Lehokol, and the same thing applies to Nidorim as well as Lehokol. So Tanekame and Rabbi Yehuda hold Stam Nidorim is Lahachmir, and Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Tzodek, he holds that Sofik Nizirus is Lehokol, and Stam Nidorim, if it is capable of both interpretations, so it is also lochil. So he says, so Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Tzodek says, Stam chomin b'yehude mutorim, b'gol l'asuri, why shinan shigol makirim es chomei akarnim? That's the reason as to why it's osir. So, mashein kein, if it is capable of both, so then it will be muta. Because Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Tzodek is chelikan tanekame, and am Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara says it, and the Ram points it out. So he says, now, let's see the Ram. Stam nidorim lahachm perushal hokel. Kolim ha-mishin odav yishin forosh l'shin lahachm lahokel. Kol shul yipir yishachat mehen leman yishal mehilchim stom lahachm. Uperushal hokel yipir yishahakim vom lekachin schavanti. Seimchen al dvorov. Alva pishu meikar. Lechul mas nisen ad noda becheirem miforosh. Kita stom lahachm. Menoda becheirem veilach miforosh kisit perushal hokel. Kitzat, hari olai kipsam uliach v'yai nesach. Kileima, kitzat koru stam nidorim oim ya kipsam uliach v'yai nesach. Dimash v'shol shomayim, v'koru kipsam uliach v'shim nchsiv al kol korbon chotar kred melech. U'mash v'nam v'shalab nizkhovim kai gavne havi stam nidorim. Do im piri shol shomayim osach, v'im piri shalab nizkhovim muta, v'im stam dimash mehocha, mash mehocha osach. Hari shestam nidorim lahachma, im ki baizat heimin odar osach, didobra nodoru, ki sho yekir lasir asiri v'osach l'chol achin kipo matiru. Stam trumo biyuda asuro lifish biyuda mitir shel yikrim u bisamigdosh trumo salish koname trumo stam korlo vavu stam domach shiyan shigol makir stam salish kosh mitir shel yorechikim mi yerushalayim u yigiu mitum salish kol mikol u trumo stam el trumo salish kol hil kar kenatr mit trumo stam lekel isu ke klau mit trumo salish kol u mishva khasho stam khomim biyuda mutorim שהקיינים מכירים ביניהם ורגילים בחומי קיינים וקורא לינם חומי סתם כחומי גבי ים ושמורכם מתורם והאח סייפר רב לזמר רב צודקי כי זה נגמור so he's, it's not רב יהודה הוא סביר לי סתם נדורם להוקי הוא פולי קרישי וביגול אסורים והאני ועוד הקוטונה שאינן שיגולי לו מכירים אס חומי הקיינים דימש מתי מדי מכירים הוא מכירים אילו ואילו מתורם Now the Ran here explains the other Mishnah also, so we have to go over the Mishnah and then we'll go over the Gemara. Noda Becherem, we didn't go over last time the Ran's explanation of the second Mishnah. Noda Becherem, V'yomar lo nidarti al v'chomi shel yam. So then, b'korbon v'omar lo nidarti al b'korbonei shel melochim, if he said kikar ze olai kikorbon, and then he explained it, and he said, what I meant was that it should be given to the kings, as a matone, korbon.
something that is Korel, that is presented to the king. So, or Hari Atzmikom, Vyoma Rinedarti El Beetzem Sheinachti Loilis Nidabe. So it's also effective. So it's also effective. Kene Mishtin Ernestly. And the Ran says that this is really explanatory of Perush Lahok, according to the Ran's Pshat. Kene Mishtin Ernestly. Vyoma Rinedarti El Beetzem Sheinachti Shigarashti. So it's effective. But al kulo nei nisholim lohen, vim nisholu ein shine yiseinu machmirin aleyen. Dibre Reb Meir. So according to Reb Meir, in other words, that's with the Rabbanon. So first of all, by Talmud Chochem, so as the Gemara explains it, by Talmud Chochem, it doesn't require a Torah altogether. But by Amoretz, kidri shiyokul reishi binidorim, so it requires a Torah. And first of all, ancient Eson, we give him Makas Mardus for that, and for being Mizalzim. And then when he's Nishal for a Torah, so based, cannot be Materet on the basis of Charote, but only on the basis of Pesach. Divrei Reb Meir. Chachomim Eimrim, Pesachim Pesach Mimokim Acher. So that means that Pesach Mimokim Acher means even on the basis of Charote. Umilamdim Eison, Kidei Shelo Yinyagu Kalis Reish Bindorim. And we're not money. So two things that Chachomim Achilik and Reb Meir. Now let's see the Rana. Noda Becher, Becher. V'yomar lo inodarte lo b'chomi shol ya. Hashtem miforesh voz. Keitzat perush al hoki. V'aydi noket lei b'hane gavne di miforesh vozu. V'lo inoket lei b'hai gavne. Di reish, di leisne noda becher. V'omar lo inodarte lo b'cherem shol keyanim. Ribus hashminon. Because according to the Rana, the pshat in the Mishnah is, Keitza, ha-omar ha-ri alei kibos ha-maliach, ki ha-i nesach, im bishol shlomim, if he says kibos ha-maliach, ki shol shlomim, so he's also, if bishol ha-vidis k'chovim, if somebody will be matvis, in bos ha-maliach, na-vidis k'chovim, so he said over also, so it's muta, vim stam, so it's also, ha-ri alei kechirem, im kechirem shol shomayim, mosea, vim kechirem shol kiyanim, muta, vim stam yosa. So then, the Perush HaLehokel, the Gemara, the Mishnah starts explaining the meaning of Perush HaLehokel in the next Mishnah. Hashti Meforesh Vozel, Keset Perush HaLehokel. Why did Noket Lebahai Gavne in Meforesh Vozel, Vin Noket Bahai Gavne, the Reishe, the Leis Nenoda Becherem, Vil Omar Vinidarte Becherem Shalkiani? Why doesn't the Mishnah Meforesh that? Ribuse Ashminon. She'aval Pishahu Meforesh Nidre Bidover Zahar. שאיני כל כך במה שמו יש לשני, כי חומי של ים, ואני אחי נדיטוני, אפילו הוכם מהמון. So he says, the Mishnah tells us in the second Mishnah, the Mishnah is מפורש, the הלוך of פירוש של הוקל, that not only does it apply to a case where he used the lotion that has two reasonable interpretations. Two reasonable interpretations. One interpretation is lechumre, and one, let's say, dobranodo, lechomishomai, and the other interpretation, which is also reasonable, but it's likule. So then it is, so it certainly can explain it likule. But even if it is not capable of two reasonable interpretations, where it's capable only, or one is capable of only one reasonable interpretation, and the other interpretation of which it is capable is a remote interpretation. It's not so reasonable. It's a remote interpretation. So even in that case, where the interpretation likule is a remote, a relatively unreasonable interpretation, but if he explains it later on that way, As long as it can be nichlal in the lashon, even though not in a very reasonable way, But as long as it can be nichlal in that, in the, in that losh, even though in a remote way, so it's pirush al hakim.
So that's the chiddush. Afal pi shemuforesh nidre midover zah, she'eini kol kach mimashmoyes l'sheinei, kechomish ol yam, ve'ane achine ditone afil hochem mehem.
So all the examples that are mentioned in the second Mishneh, so the Kula interpretation is a remote interpretation. Mashenk in the first Mishneh, so the Kula interpretation is not, it's not remote. So there, it is, it certainly, he certainly can explain the Kula, but the Chiddush is that even he can explain the Kula even in the sense of a remote interpretation.
B'chomish ol yam, reshe shetzodin bo dogi min hayam kru acheren, hariyatz bikom, כלימא הוי מדבר עם חברי ואומלי, הרי עצמי קום, אף על פי שמירה שאיסר עליו גופי כקום, כי עומד לא נודר לו בעצם שהניח להסניד הבא, כלימא שיש לי עצם אחד בסיר בייסי, שיצניע לי כך להסניד הבא, is מהם.
So in other words, so the chiddush is that even it is the remote interpretation borders on ritzonis, I mean, because according to his interpretation, so it's really, it turns out that he was talking like a letz. I mean, etzem, he has an etzem in his drawer. And he had reference to that etzem. So still, it is effective. So two things. First of all, it's effective that Alpidin, even though Alpidin, it's considered to come within his lashon, because if it couldn't be considered Alpidin to come within the connotation of his expression, so then it would be Dvorim Shebelev. The fact that it is effective, that he can explain it likule, shows that even a very remote interpretation, as long as it can be nichlal in the loshen, so it's considered to come al pidin, to come when he explains it that way, it's considered to come al pidin within the connotation of the loshen. That's a big chiddush, because one could say, what could be considered to come within the connotation of the loshen? Only something that is within the plain meaning of the words. But if it is only within his intention in a remote way, so then in Mishpat HaLoshen it's not considered to have said that way. So then it should be considered Dvar Shebelev. So that's the Chiddush. We'll soon see the Shittas Rambam, you see. We'll soon see the Shittas Rambam. But this is the Shitta of the Ran. This is the Shitta of the Ran, and this is the Rashbo in the Chiddushim. He spells it out. The Rashbo mentions the Gemara in Shavuos that if somebody wanted to say paschiti, and then by mistake he had a slip of the tongue, so he said paseirin, so he's not oser in either one, because if he wanted to say he wanted. He's not oser bipaseirin, because he didn't want to say it. It was just a slip of the tongue. He wanted to say chiti. So mimele, he's not oser seirin. And he's not oser chitin, even though he meant to say chitin, but there has to be bitis vasai. So he's oser in, he's not oser in either. He's not oser in either. So the Rashba says, so over there, the reason as to why it is not osarin either is because it's iskalishene. There was a slip of the tongue. Mashein can hear when he was neida bechere ve'omalu nedar tel bechom shoyam. There was no slip of the tongue here. He wanted to say cherem and he said cherem, but He explains that when he said cherem, he meant a trap, a fish trap. That's what he meant. So here, so the reason as to why he's not osea is because it comes within the connotation of the loshon, even though bidova musa, it's in a remote way, but since he says that this is what he meant, and he's nemo, so only by amhoretz, so yachishish. But with Talmud Chochem, so he's certainly Nemon. Even with Rabbanon, you're not Cheshish, maybe he's lying. So he's Nemon. So we believe that this is what he meant. And since it comes within the remote interpretation, so Mimele, Alpidin, it's considered to have said it that way. So, but if it didn't come within the Loshon, if it couldn't be Nichlal in the Loshon, the Rashba says, so then he would be Osea, even though he only meant Chomish Ol Yav. So it's different, the Rashba says, than the Gemara in Shuas, because there it was a slip of the tongue. Mashein came here, so it wasn't a slip of the tongue, but he meant something leheta. He meant something like that. So this is the shite of the Rashba and the Ran. All right, now. Valkulam nisholem, vi nisholu, miforsh bigmore dohakama. E nisholim aleyem bitalmit chochem. Dichinoda bichirem viom aleyem nedartel bichomish ol yam mehemen. Vitzorich shaylet. Vim nisholu kileima im aveyini shol mehemen. Uchigen shum amoretz. So then we don't trust him. Ulifichoch tzorich shaylet. אין שני סון, אם נוהג להת הבידוב הוקינים שבואו לשואל, אין שני סון שמתירים להם עד שינהגו איסה, כי יומים שנוהגו להת, כי איסה בגמורי, ומחמירים עליהם, שאין פייסקים להם בחרותי. So, Remeya says, two חומרס. First of all, that אין שני סון, and then, and that we not Pesachim lebecharote, but only on the basis of Pesach. V'matir nisi achim zu Pesach unidron. And the Chachom Machelik, Pesach lepesach mokmacher bitaltet li. Chode deinein shineison mimovra unidron. Ve'eit she Pesach lebecharote. V'kor lemokmacher mishum havi migufishon edea ha-Pesach. Umlam nesu shinyagu iser, afil bin dor malol, v'davke bahane diseib, Dimashmuus didu havelahachmir tveimilhok amrinon di tzor shayl le market islay. According to Reb Meir, so only on the Pesach, and according to Rabbanon, even with Charot, avu b'hanar de reishe di nodar bibosam meliach I poris v'yomal shalaz kchovim nodar v'chein kishe nodar b'cherem I poris v'yomal shal kiyanim nodar afil b'amoretz ni tzor shayl. So the Ran says that when do we require Shailabam Horetz? Only in the cases of the second Mishnah. Because over there, what he says is Dovo Musa. It's a remote interpretation. Machein came in the first Mishnah, where the Perush Lehokel is a reasonable interpretation. So even though without his explanation, so then it is Lahachmiya, but when he explains it, so even by Amhoretz, we believe him. And he doesn't require a Torah. He doesn't require a Torah. So, but the reason as to why the cases of the second Mishnah are distinguished from the cases of the first Mishnah is because of the trustworthiness of an Amoretz. So in the first Mishnah, in the cases of the first Mishnah, where the Perush Lehoke is reasonable, appears reasonable, so then we are not Cheshish. Maybe he's Mishakir, even if he's not Moritz. Mashein came in the second Mishneh, where the interpretation Likule is unreasonable, is it of a Musa? So then we are Cheshish by Moritz. But the same din applies. So that's the Shita of the Ran and the Shita of the Rashba. That as long as a certain interpretation, a certain meaning, comes within the connotation of the expression, even though it's in a remote way, so we don't say it's Dvorim Shebaleh. There's the Shita of the Ran and the Shita of the Rashba. Now let's see the Shita of Rambam. The Rambam apparently has a different chip. He is chilek on the Rashi. Ram per Rishbach ze dorim haloche tes. Haloche chzayim, ches tes. Stam ni dorim lehach, u perushon yesh bei lehokei u lehach. Keitza, harei aperis o eilu o laik psam u liach yai nesach. Eimrim lehi, u ma hoya blipcho, im pirish lo ma ki psam u liach shol korban, u chi yain she nishnasech al mizbeach hoya blipi ari ze osem. ואימו אמר לא יויה בליבי על התקרי וסקן, ויין שנסנס לך לו, הרי זה מותר. ואם לא דסתם, הרי זה עושה. וכן הוא אמר, הרי הפרי סועי לו עלי חירם. אם כחירם שובר כבייס, עושה. ואם כחומי הקיינים, איז מותר. מפני שהאימו מן שלוהם, ואין בו אמיסה, ואם סתם עושה. הרי... Hey, no like him, I see him, I say, I'm a serm, if they should call, she should be honest, Miss Barn. Vim Kimaisa dogamuta, Vim Stamosa. Hare no like it, Trumo, him with Trumasalishko is Ravna Rizosa. Vim with Trumasagiren, this Ravimuta, Vim Stamosa, Hinkorizes, then Aloch Yedal. So the Hidesh is Naloch Yedal. But made war Mamuri, Bimokim Shemashma, Kolechot, Meilush, Shem, Shnei Yonis. אבל מוקים שדרקון שהנקיר עם חירם סתם, אלא חומר בלקבייס בלבד, ויאמר שום הרי אם על החירם, הרי זה עושה. וכי אם הוא יהיה דרקון שהנקיר עם חירם סתם, אלא חומר כהנים הרי זה מותר. וכי אם כל קייץ בזה שנהילכם בנדורים, אלא אחר לא שם אנשי איסי מוקים ואיסי זמן. So, the Rambam says, הלוך ידע לב, that מוקים שדרקון, שינקין חירם סתם לחום בדק הבייס בלבד, ויומר שום הרין לחירם הרי זה עושה. So like I said, מיש נעשה קשה, he says it's a tale. The Rambam before said, that even in the Moki, where they call חירם both, so it's also a סתם, על החסקמו וחמו, in a place where they the people, the inhabitants, exclusively, call Cherem Stam only Cherem Berkabayis. So of course it is also. If the Rambam had already mentioned that in a place where some people call Cherem Chome Berkabayis and some people call Cherem Chome Kihani, so it's also because Stam Nidon Lachmir Al Chaskamo Bechamo, if it's in a place, if it's in a city where all the people call Cherem Stam, Chome Berkabayis. So it's certainly also, so it's a Mishneh Shenetzricho. This is the Kasher of the Kesef Mishneh. And this Rambam, why does he have, it's superfluous. Why does the Rambam have to say, Avol Mokim Shedarkom Shekirim Cherem Stam, El Chome Berkabayis Luvad, V'yom Hashem, Harin Lachir Marizos. It's superfluous. Uma Shekosa, מוקים שדרקום שהכיר עם חירם סתם לחום בדק הסבאי לבד, מישנה שנצריך היה, דאפילו ממוקים שמשמע כל אחד מאילו שני שמיס, כוס הברשא, שאם לא דר סתם, וכל שנקן שם השמו יבי זה מוקים מלאיסה, ולא היו לו לשני סו, משום לנוף את מני חובה, די משמע די משום, די עם קירים באיזה מוקים חירם לחום בדק הבאי איסו, די בסתם עושה, הו עם קירים באיזה מוקים חירם סתם, גם לחום יקירים מותר, וכאשר אין שעזיב. אי אפשר לאימא, די איץ צריך לילה השמינון, די במוקים שאינקר עם חירם סתם, אל לחומי בדק הבית לבד, אפילו אומר בליבי הויו לחומי כהנים, לא יחשינו ליבוס. So that's a big חידש, not right. So that means, according to the כסף משנס, פשט לרמב״ם, the Rambam is חיליק on the run and the רשב״ם, you see. And according to the Rambam, so, when do we say, Pirushim lehokeil by chomim. If he said chirem, kikar zeo like chirem in a place where some people, when they say chirem stam, they mean chomishomai, chomihegdesh. and some people when they say chirem, they mean chomikihanim. So min astam, without any explanation being given by him. So it's awesome. But if he explains it, likule, so it's muta. But suppose he says chirem. Chirem in a place where the people exclusively use the term chirem stam in the sense of chomish amayim. So even though he comes and says, no, I meant it in the sense of chomi kehani, not in the sense of chomi benekabayis. And many other cities, people do mean chomi kehani. But if in this city, let's say in Yerushalayim, they, all the people when they say chirem, they mean chomi benekabayis. So even though he explains it in the sense of chomi kehani, and even though in other cities, many people use it in that sense, so it's not effective. It's not effective. Why is it effective? Because it's Vorem Shebaleim. So if some people use Chirem in the sense of Chomi Kehanim, so then it's not, when he explains it, it's not Vorem Shebaleim. But if the people could Dalkom Shein Chirem Stam, so then, even though he explains it, likule, so then it's not effective. And it's not on the basis because we don't trust him. Because where could we say that we don't trust him? That's like vis-a-vis an Amoritz. But vis-a-vis Tamchochem, we see from this myth, from the Gemore, that there is no mistrust vis-a-vis Tamchochem. So it's on the basis of Dvorim Shebaleim. Of Dvorim Shebaleim. This is the Shittas Rambam. Now, the Lachem Mishneh, not here, but in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Nezirot, so he has the Kashe, so why is this more chomo than Aneda Becherem v'yom alohoyo b'libi alohomi shol yam? Over there. So, if in the case of Chomi, where if in one city, so Chomim stam, when people say it, they mean Chomi Benekabayis. Even though in other cities, many people mean Chomi Kehani. So, but in this city, he's not able to explain it likule. Alachas kamo v'chamo chirem. So chirem stamps are not only in one city. In the whole world, when a person says chirem, he means chirem shalyab. Because he was behaving like a let. So memele, he meant that. So you are assuming, I mean, that he really meant it. He's not lying, of course. We're not considering now the question whether he's telling the truth. So by Talmid Chochem, I mean, there is no doubt that he's telling the truth. But this is an expression that is universally used, not in the sense of Chomi Sholyam. Only B'derech Litzones it can be used. It can be used chomish al yam or etzem and etzem shinachti loy li esneida be derech shreik. So even in such a case, so he can explain likule. So how is it that li vis a vis chirem, where if in one place, so people use it in the sense of Chomei Benekabayis, he is not Nemon to explain it. So that's the Lechem Mishneh's Kashi in Perek Gimel Hilchos Nezirot. So Lechem Mishneh gives a teretz, which is a deicha. He says, Einoch Anami, that, in other words, he accepts the Kesef Mishneh's Din, but apparently he bases it upon lack of mnemonics. He says, in b'nigei achirem anida b'chirem v'yomah lo yudalti elu b'chom ishal yam. So that means, so why do you say chom ishal yam? So why do you say it all together? In other words, he wanted to play litzonis, to act like a let. So memele, it's believable. I mean, it's conceivable.
Even though it's on Hochem, so it's conceivable, so we believe it. But on Hochem, we believe it. Why? Because then he had the motive to say it, to take that neda. That neda. Why? Because he wanted to act out a piece of litzonis. Mashei came in the case of b'mokim shein kir mechirim stame v'chom et bedeka b'ayitz. And then he said, hari el mechirim. And he explains, he says, no, he meant chomikihanim. So then we don't believe him. Why? Because here it's not litzonis. What kind of litzonis is that if he meant if he meant chirim shel yam or etzem shinachti boy, so he thinks that it's a nice joke. But this, even subjectively, it's not a joke. So in other words, he was just saying something that has no effect, verbiage. So mimele we don't believe. But that's it. So the pashtes of the Kesef Mishnah is that it's not on the basis of not believing. When the Kesef Mishnah says to be mocking shorachirim stam elochom leach loma believe hoy elochom keyanim lichashin olivos lichashin olivos. So it's not, the Kesef Mishnah uses mostly chashin alei, but it doesn't mean it's a question of not trusting, of not believing. By Talmud Chochem, so we are not chesed him that he's lying. Only by Amoretz we are chesed him, not by Talmud Chochem. But because it's Warren Shabbat. It's Warren Shabbat, in other words. But if some people in that city, when they say chirem, they mean chomikihanim, so then it's not vorichimalev, even though normally without an explanation it's lahachmir, but if he explains it, so it's not vorichimalev. But if all the people in that city, when they say chomim stam, they mean chomim berekabayit, so then when he explains it, so it's vorichimalev, even though in other cities people might be using stam chom, the word stam cherem, in the sense of chomikihan, but in this city it is vorichimalev. So in other words, it does not come within the connotation of that expression. So in other words, so the Rambam is really come there, and the Rashbo and the Ram. Because according to the Rashbo, so even Chom Shel Yam, which is Muzal Gamre, very remote, but if he explains it that way, we say that it comes Al Pedin within the connotation. Reasonable or not reasonable. So, even if it's very remote, as long as it's possible to be machul, to be killed in that expression, so mainly if he... ...of the Rambam, in the Rambam, but the Rambam is not happening. And then the question arises, אם הוא יניר תלמוד חוכם, הרי זה מותר, מתוך תלמוד חוכם, so the answer is that there is the halokhe of Pidu Libishop. There is the halokhe of Pidu Libishop, a special halokhe in the door of Pidu Libishop. It's not, and this how special halokhe of Pidu Libishop is implicit in the Seratakosu for the Hodom Bituen. So that special halacha in employing God in this way, of other this way, they do not conform to the general rule as to what is considered that and what is not considered that. So that means that there is a special halacha of pidyon libishon.
So in the case where someone said, and then he says he has a certain essence in his drawer, hidden in the drawer. And that is it. And we have no question as to whether he's telling the truth. So, I mean, it is taken for granted. Is it our coffer? So that he is telling the truth. So that means that he didn't mean to ask that. So it's not people in the government. And we cannot say wrong is the malevolent is wrong. Because there is a special halacha of evil in the In Kolatere Kule, there is a local doubt. A local doubt. So even though secretly in his heart, he did not have his consent, he did not use it. So Dromus and Levin and Dromus, he still considered that. Unless there is an Udemi Mucha that in his heart he didn't want. But if there is no Udemi Mucha, and he says he wants it, we can do it. Even though Kratishmai is guided secretly in his heart, he doesn't want it. So there is no Chitonu Da'at. But here there is a special halacha of Pidol Yidishovim. What does it mean, Pidol Yidishovim? Pidol Yidishovim means that if he utters something with his lips, but in his heart he doesn't intend to utter, then that way is not how. In other words, let's say, suppose someone, doesn't know any recitation. And he heard the word Yosef. And he thinks that Nozir means a hippie. That means the conclusion that he drew from hearing the term Nozir being used many times. Because he heard that the Nozir doesn't cut his hair from the melee. So he drew the conclusion. He came to a conclusion that Nozir means a hippie. And then he learned two words, Areni and Nozir. And then he said, Areni Nozir.
But what he meant in his heart is that he should be a hippie. So will he become an according to the Rambam? He will not. So of course, if the situation is such that every observer knows that the reason as to why he said Areni Nozir is because he meant that Nozir means a hippie. So then it's an Umdel Muchach. So then the nether is not hal. But suppose it's not such a situation. Everybody takes it for granted that he really knows what he says. Let's say he majored in Hebrew in college. And then he said, Areni Nozir. So everybody thinks that he really meant that he should be in Nozir. But in his heart, he knows that what he meant was he should be a hippie. So then according to the Rambam, I think that according to the Rashbo, he would be in Nozir, he would require a Torah, he would be in Nozir. If there is no Umden in the Muchach, that he didn't know the meaning of Nozir, and according to the Rambam, he would not be in Nozir. Why? Because there is a halacha in Afloy of Pivili Bishovin. Of Pivili Bishovin. So what does it mean, Pivili Bishovin? In other words, if he takes the nether of Nizires, he has to have the das, the rotzen, to become a Nozir. To become a Nozir. Here he didn't have the rotzen to become a Nozir. He had the rotzen to become a hippie. So Mimele, it's not people to be shopping. So we cannot say Dvorim Shemalevin Dvorim. Here there is a special aloche that has to be Pi Vilibishopi. Now, so Mimele, in the case of Hanina Becheire, and the Omar Hoya Bilibi El Homishol Yam Shimachmes, Hariatmi Olecho Kom, the Omar Hoya Bilibi El Otsri Beetim Shinachtili. And we have no misgivings about his sincerity. I mean that he is Dal Koch. So we know that he did not mean to Asar Anoy. He had reference to that bone that he has in his drawer. He had reference to Chomish Ol Yam. So Mimele, it's not Pibili Bishovin. So it's like someone who says, Areni Nozir, but he meant Nozir means a hippie. So it's not Bivili Bishovi. It's not Bivili Bishovi. Also, then you'll ask, so why does the Kesef Mishnah say, why does the Kesef Mishnah say, in Halacha Yudalet, V'chei avomokim shedalkom shenkerim chirim stam, el lechomim berikabayis bulvad, v'yom ha'shom harei heino lai chirim, harei ze osea, harei ze osea. So even if he explains it, I meant chomik yehani, so he's still osea. The answer is, over here there is no chisom, pivil bishom. Because suppose he would have spelled out. He would have spelled out. He would have, he would say, kichaze, ki chome kihan. So then of course he would be muta. Why? Because it's not pivil bishom? No. Then he would be muta because the pay is lacking. Because he has to be matvis in idobor anodo. Not in Dovah Osu or in Dovah Amuta. Now, Chomi Kehani, so you can consider it as in Dovah Osu, and you can consider it as in Dovah Amuta. But when a person says, Hari Zak, Kikaze, Kichomi Kehani, so he means to answer. But why did he say Kichomi Kehani? Kichomi Kehani? I mean, Rishayim call Chomikianim also Dovah Osu. Actually, I mean it should be Dovah Amuta Ligamri. But it's called Dovah, they call it Dovah Osu because if it belongs to Kehanim, so Mimele you're not allowed to have a Noyev Lamed because of this Agezel. So Mimele you can call it Dovah Osu. It doesn't make any difference whether it's Dovah Osu or Dovah Amuta. As long as it's not a Dovah Anodu, so Mimele the Neder is not effective. But when a person says, he means to ask him. And why did he use that expression? He used that expression because he knows that Chomi Kehanim belongs to Kehanim and you're not allowed to be Nehenefamed because of the Issa Gezel. So Mimele, when he wanted to express that this Kika should be Osea by saying Kichomi Kehanim. So he meant to ask him. He meant to answer it. So Mimele, there is no chisom in lack of da'afot. When he said, kikaze kichomikanim, when he expels it out kichomikanim, there is no chisom rots neither in that case. But in that case, the neder is not effective because he was matvis midovarosa, not in dovaranoto. He was matvis doramuta midovarosa, not in dovaranoto. Not in Dovah Anodah. So that's the reason as to why he wouldn't be Osea. But not because of the Chisom of Rotzen. The Chisom of Rotzen. Mashein came in the case where he said, now, so the Rambam says, if it's a place where some people, when they say Chirem, they mean Berkabatz. Some people, when they say Chirem, they mean Kehan. So Mimele seems it is capable of two interpretations, and he explains it, and he said, I use it in the sense of Chomi Kehanim, so that means that in the Mishpat Aloshin he said Chomi Kehanim. So Mimele, he wasn't matvis b'dovar anodah. But if it is a place where people, when they say Chirem, they mean Chomi Berikabayis, but he tells us that he meant Chomi Kehanim. We believe him. But even according to his allegation, which we believe, that he meant it in the sense of Chomi Kehanim, he still meant to answer the Kikya. He still meant to answer the Kikya. But if he had said it the way, if he had expressed it the way he meant in his heart, so then, even though he still had the rots to ask of the kikeya, but alpidin it couldn't become osea because you can entertain the rotzen 1,000 times in your heart to ask of the kikeya. If you don't express it, if you don't verbalize it, if you don't utter it with your lips, so then it's not osea. It requires bitis vasai. Now, so in the case where a person sincerely tried to ask of the kikeya, but he expresses it wrongfully by saying kiker ze kechome kehani. He was not matris bidover hanodo. He was matris bidover hamuter or bidover osa, not bidover hanodo. So there is no bitus vasayim. The pain is lacking, but the lev is not lacking, even if he spelled it out. Kiker ze kechome kehani. But in such a case, the pay is lacking. And if some people use the term cherem in the sense of chomer ben kabayis, and some people in the same city use the term cherem in the sense of chomer kehanim, so then, and he says, I used it in the sense of chomer kehanim, so that means that at that time, when he said kiker ze kecherem, he spelled it out, kecherem, so maybe the page like it. But if all the people, when they use the term cherem, they mean chomer ben kabayis, so even though he tells us later on that he used it in the sense of he meant chomer kehanim, so we could not say that he verbalized chomer kehanim. No. So we say, no, he verbalized chomer ben kabayis, and the fact that in his heart he was thinking chomer kehanim, that's dvarim shebelev. So mele, it could not be considered that his expression was chomer kehanim, but we say his expression, his verbalization was chomer ben kabayis. But in the case of Chirem Shel Yam, true the pe was there, but the lev was lacking if he says, I meant Chomer Shel Yam. But here, in view of the fact that he verbalized it as Chomer ben kabayis, and we cannot say Rotzni is lacking, the lev is lacking, because even if he had spelled out, even if he had verbalized Chomer kehanim, he still would have meant that it should be an edda. But if he had verbalized it that way, then the pair would be lacking, because he would have verbalized it wrongfully. But now that he didn't spell out chomikanim, only in his heart he meant chomikanim. So that means that with his pair, he spelled out chomikabais, in view of the fact that everybody, when he says cherem, he means cherem ben kabayis. What do you say? It has to be pivili bishovin. Pivili bishovin only means that if there is no rotzen to aser, the kiker, it cannot become aser. But here he had all the rotzen in the world to aser the kiker. He had all the rotzen in the world to aser the kiker. So mele, if pivili bishovin it is. Pivili bishovin it is. And but in the case where some people use the term cherem in the sense of berekabayis, and some people use the term cherem in the sense of chomer kehanim, then the neder would be null and void for a different reason. Not because the rotzen is lacking, not because the lev is lacking, because the pay is lacking. But if all the people in that city, when they use the term cherem, they mean cherem berekabayis, so then the pay is not lacking, even though in his heart he meant chomer kehanim, because it's dvarim shebelev. That's the shitizam. So that's the difference between aneda becherem v'omer will be chomer shel yam, because in that case he didn't have the rotzen to aser it. Masha'inkin here, when he said, I meant chomer kehanim, he had the rotzen to aser it. But if the term cherem is used in both senses in that particular place, so then in the Mishpat Haloshen, when he explains it and he says he meant chomer kehanim, so then in the Mishpat Haloshen it would be considered as if he said chomer kehanim. So the pair would be lacking. But if all the people in that place, when they say cherem, they mean cherem berekabayis, so then in Mishpat Haloshen, regardless of his interpretation, of his explanation,
So you mish with Aloshni, he said, Chome Berekabayis. It has to be people, Ibe Shavim. The Levi is there. The Levi is there all the time. He wanted to ask. This is the Shiris Rambam. So anyway, so the Rashbo is definitely Chelik. The Rashbo and the Ram are definitely Chelik and the Shiris Rambam. All right. Now the Gemara. So here the Mishnah says, Tam Nidorim Lahach. The Gemara is the Kashi. Vat Nam, Sofik Nizires Lehok. Sofik Nizires Lehok. That's a Mishnah in Tarez. What does it mean? So, if someone says, "Harei dinosia," im zeu pleni shebonek dinosia, viholachlei, and he doesn't know whether that pleni is dinosia or not, so then Reb Lezer says, "Ein dinosia," is something nizirus lohakol. So it's a kasha here. The Mishnah says that it's lehachmir, and here they say. And it's lahoki. The Mishnah in Tarya says lahoki. Omar Rav Zeira lo ikashi. Ho Rav Lezer ho Rabbono. Titanye, hamagdish chayosi ubehemtei. Hikdish esakvi. Rav Lezer imei lo hikdish esakvi. Now we have two pshotim in Rishenim here. Some Rishenim say, the Ram, for example, hamagdish chayosi ubehemtei, chayosi ubehemtei, not that he was magdish both. Because if he was Magdish both, according to the Ram, so then he certainly was Magdish the Kri. Because either it comes within the category of Chayis, or it comes within the category of Behemis. After all, he was Magdish both. But there are others, there's another Pshites Rishenim, that even Lochin Nir Alri, Tesis says, the Pligi Becholi yet. Bein higdish es shneiem, bein lo higdish. Elo meachat mehem. Ditane kame sova, di migdish echot mehem kodish misofik. Vi migdish shneiem kodish mivada. Vi rablezer sova, da filo im higdish shneiem lo higdish. Di indaitel lechayu bein mavad. Even though his intention was to be magdish chayes and behemes, but lo imayil initially sveike, according to rablezer, according to that ane, whoever it is, So I mean, this is Reb Lezer. This is definitely Reb Lezer. I mean, here, Ligabe Kvi. So Loimayel Inish Lisveike. Even in regard to Mamei. So he did. His intention was not to include Kvi, the identity of which, the exact identity of which is in doubt. So in other words, he meant to be Magdish only that whose identity is certain, not in doubt. Either that which is certainly Chaye, or that which is certainly Behime, but not that which is maybe Chaye, maybe Behime. All right. So Reb Lezer imei lo yigdish zakvi because lo imayil in ishmomein elisveike and Rabbonon say that mayil in ishmomein elisveike. So what we see, so the Gemara Reb Zeira says that the Mishnah in Tares of Sofik Nizires lehokeil, he represents the view of Reb Lezer. But Reb Lezer, in the case of the Kvi, so it's a question of moment. So we only know that Reb Lezer, that Reb Lezer says that Loimayil in ish moment is vague. So let's see the run. סופ ניסירס לא אקל מישני מסך סטאר סונסירס אל נדר וביקש אדון אמר יש חיוסי במתי חיוסי במתי לא ידי שסקרי אתה בסוף חיוסי במתי ויגי שבמתי אמרינו דיל מקווי חי ויגי שחיוסי דיל ממחי סו So man do mamo meine maili sveike gugufi name mai. O man do mamo meine loi maili sveike. Gufei kolchkin loi maili sveike. So gufi name. So man do mamo meine maili sveike. That's the rabbonon of Reblezer. So is gufi name svirali the maili sveike. Hilkach maslis in die stamni do im lahachmir rabbonon. Man de oma, momeine loi maili sveike, gufei, kolschken. Kolschken gufei le maili sveike. It was written here, name, so that was put parenthesis. Kolschken gufei, loi maili sveike, hilkach masnissen di stam, nizires le hoko. So that is, rebeleze. Omel abai. Now here is a very difficult piece of the moment. Omel abai. Bimayu kimte lisof knizires lehokeil kirabelezer. So you apply this Mishnah in Taras that says sof knizires lehok like rabelezer. So in other words, because the rabbonon of rabelezer who say that momene is maili sveike. So they'll say that gufe is also maili sveike. That gufe is also maili sveike. Ve'eime seife, the seife of that Mishnah Taras. Sofit preires, echot preirodom ve'echot preir behemo, peint meio, peint eiro, hameitzi mechaveir, yolo varaye, vitona alo, vasurim, begize vaveide. So what's the kashi? What's about his kashi against Rav Zeir? So let's see the Ram. Echot prirodo vechot rebein. Kigin shiyoldo zohor nikevo, vein yodua eize heitzi rishin, eize heitzi reishi rishin. Vitona alo asurum begize vavein. Seivu the maslis in gufe, di sofik niziris loko. Vohepo, bi ishleinu yiloi mekmino leke reblezea, loi kashi reishi aseife. Die Reiche, die Sophie Knizires Lokal, mich um die Gufe in Meilen, nicht die Zweig. Zweig. But Moment, is Meilen, nicht die Zweig. So that explains, so in other words, if we say that the Mishnah in Tyrus Perik Dalet, so in Tyrus Perik Dalet, represents the view of the Rabbonon of Reblezer. What did the Rabbonon of Reblezer say? What does the Rabbonon of Reblezer say in regard to Higdish Sakri, in regard to Hamagnish Chayosi Bemte, that Higdish Sakri? So the Rabbonon of Reblezer hold Mayel Inish Momenali Sveike. So only Momenali Sveike, because he is not so concerned about Momen, but about his goof, is Loi Mayel Inish Sveike. So Memele Sofik Niziras Lehok. Sofik Niziras Lehok. But Momene is loy maili nishle sveike. I'm sorry, but Momene is maili nishle sveike. So then the Seife says, Sofik preres, so asurim gize baveide. Because even though in regard to Gufe, it's loy maili nishle sveike, and that's the reason as to why the Tanoim of that Mishnah in Taras Peridalet, Mishnah Yudveis, say Sofik niziras lehokei, but in regard to Momene, they hold but if you are going to say that the Mishnah in Taras represents the view of Reblezer, now Reblezer says in so many words, in the case of Hamagdish Chayosi Ubemte, that Loyigdish Zakvi, that even Momene, so Reblezer says that even Momene is loy maili sveike. Maili sveike. So why asurim gizim aveide? It's loy maili sveike. This is the kashi. Vohepor, bish loy mele mikmin leke rablezer loy kashi reish asif. Ti reish is of nizeres lohokul mishim nikuf le maili nish le sveike. We say even is of it preireis, given the Momene who amrin on the maili nish maili sveike. El de dochte loy shonelo, bein guf le Momene, kashi. So then, this is what Abaye said. So Rav Zeir answers him, Omalei ha-maiko mitames dusha abo meileo, lik dusha abo meileo. So he gives a very simple teretz. I mean, it's so difficult. I mean, Rav Zeir is havamini. I mean, how could Rav Zeir even for a moment equate kedusha abo meilov lik dusha abo meileo? So what kind of a kashi is it? What kind of a kashi did Abaye raise against Rav Zeir? He said, if you say that the Mishnah in Taras represents the view of Reb Lezer, so it is Reb Lezer who says, Sofik Nizires Lihokol. It is Reb Lezer who says, Sofik Nizires Lihokol. And then it is Reb Lezer who says the Sefer of that Mishnah. Sofik Preres, so Asurim Begizeb Avedo. But Reb Lezer says Gabi Kvi that Loimayel Inish Momenel Isveike and Loyigdish is a Kvi. So since Reb Lezer holds Loimayel Inish Momenel Isveike, so why Asurim Begizeb Avedo? What kind of a kashya is it? Over there, when Reb Lezer says Ligabi Kvi that Loyigdish is a Kvi, because they are. If the Kvi is to become Hegdesh, it has to become Hegdesh through his Das, through his Maise Hegdesh, through his Hafloi. And Reb Lezer holds, Lo Mayel Inish Momenel Isveike. So when he was Magdish the Chaya the Beheime, he did not intend to be Magdish the Kvi. Vashenken here, if the Zocho was Heitzi Rishay, so then Mimele it's Kodesh. It has nothing to do with his intentions, and even if he'll say he doesn't want it to be Kodesh, it'll still be Kodesh. The question is whether the Zohar was Heitzi Rishay Rishay or Nikeme was Heitzi Rishay Rishay. But his Umdere has no bearing. So this is what Rav Zeir says, and I didn't understand that. It's Pili Ploy. So the Rashba says that Abaye didn't mean this Seife of Sofik Preres, but he meant the next Seife. That Gemara man says, Elu Ikashi Hokashi, Sofik Mashkin Litame Achirim Toya, Divir Reb Meir. וכן היו רב לזרים מהכדבורף, ומסביר לרב לזר לטעמי תומי, ועתיים רב לזרים הייתו מלמשקים כל עיקר, תדע שהייתי הסביר עזר ישרידו, על אם תמצו, דוחם, ועל משקים בזמלך יהיה דוחם, הניח לשמואל דומה דוחם על תמה אחר, אבל תמסע עצמי יאיש בין שפי, אלא רב דומה דוחם, מה מיש מה יקלמם? All right, that also has to be explained, all right. But, so the Rashba says, the Rashba says that Abaye did not mean, when he said Eime Seife, he didn't mean Sofik Preres. He meant this Seife. He meant this Seife. But we can understand. But the Ran says no, that Abaye really meant the Seife of Sofik Preres, not the Seife of Sofik Mashke. So the Karolei, my Karolei. I mean, what's the pshat? It's very difficult. This run. Now, this Gemara, this Mishnah of Sofik Preres is mentioned in Shleimos in Mitzir. In the sugi of Tov Kvekeyen, so Mitzir is Miyodei, or a Mitzir is Miyodei. Now, according to all Rishenim, except the Rambam, so we pass the Tov Kvekeyen is Mitzir is Miyodei. Tov Kvekeyen is Mitzir is Miyodei. That means, and as the Kuntras Asveikis, the Ksisachish's brother, explains it, that what's the Shaila when Tov, what Shaila is involved? In the Shaila of the Gemara, whether Tok Vikeyan Mitzin is Miyodei, or Tok Vikeyan is Eimitzin is Miyodei, so the Shaila that is involved is as to whether the Halacha of Hamitzi and Mechavir, all of Arayi,
that we cannot be meitzi from the muzik, so that it's only a din b'tira sofik we cannot be meitzi. Because in other words, if let's say it's a sofik whether a certain chayfetz belongs to Ruvein and or it belongs to Shimon, and Ruvein is the muzik, so then Bezdin cannot be meitzi. Because how can Bezdin be meitzi? Maybe it belongs to Shimon, but maybe it doesn't belong to Shimon. So Memele Bezdin cannot do any action. So only be terasophic. But if Klaf Ishmael is Galien, that it is really Shimon's, then it's Shimon's. So now let's say Sophic prayers. So let's say Sophic prayers. She old Zoha Venikavo. When Yedea is a Hitzeray Shei Rishi. So now let's say that the Kayan will be Mikadish and Nisho with that Sophic prayers. With that Zoha. So if we say, so the Kuntas HaSveike says, if we say Tokvi Kayan is Emitzin Isim Yodei, so then the whole meaning of Hametzim Chaveil of Araya is a din of Momene Hichad Koim Teke. Let it be status quo. Bezdin cannot be Meitzi, because Bezdin doesn't know. Right now it's in the possession of the Yisrael. Let it stay there. But if Klaf Ishmael is Galye, that the Zohar was Eitzi Reishi Rishay, so then it really belongs to the Kayan, not to the Yisrael. So Mimele, if the Kayan was Mitadish and Nisha, with this Sophic prayer, with this Zohar, we don't know whether it's Eitzi Reishi Rishay or not, so she's Mukadesh Bisophic. So she requires a get Bisophic. If we say Tokvi Kayan is Mitzinis Miyode, so then the halacha of Hametz Mechavel of Raya is not just a din of Momen Eichad Ikoy Teigen. Because Bezdin doesn't know, so how can Bezdin collect money misofik? No, it means it's a din. He acquires title to it. That's the halacha. If it's misofik, whether Reuven has title in a certain article, or Shimon has title in a certain article, and Reuven has possession, is a muzik, so Al-Pidin, B'tiras Vada, he acquires title. Even though Klap Ishmael, it's Galia, that the title should be vested in Shimon, but as long as it is a suffix to us, to best, so Mimele, the muzik, the one who has possession at the time that the suffix is Nele, acquires title B'tiras Vada. So Mele, even if the Kayan was taken, we take it away from him. So Mele, since according to all Rishayim, except the Rambam, we pass the Tokvi Kayan. Tokvi Kayan is Mitzines in Yodei. That means that the Haloche of Hametz Mechavel of Raya is not just a Haloche. Is not just a Haloche of Momene Yechadikoy Teke. Let it be status quo. Bezdin cannot do anything. But it's a din that if it's a Sofik, who is entitled to ownership in the Treifetz, and if Reuven has possession of that Treifetz at the time that the Sofik is Neilad, so then as long as it's a Sofik, so he acquires title between us. Mimele, if the Kayan would be Mikadish and Nisha with that Sofik prayers, she doesn't require a get. Because he gave, what did he give the Isha? He gave the Isha, but there is something that belongs to the Israel. So even though Klap Ishmael is Galie, that it's Heitzi, that the Zohar is Heitzi, Reishi, Reishi, she still doesn't require a get. All right. This is the Poshut. I mean, the Kuntas HaSveike says it. Now, so apparently, according to the Ram, Abaye, this is not a Libid Emes, it's only the Havamin of Abaye. Now, prayer, there are two aloches in prayer. First of all, prayer is momentary. And And then prayer is a call. So Abaye has assumed in the Hava Mineh that the two things are not independent of each other. In other words, the whole two, that prayer is Kodesh Merechem Mimei, prayer is Kodesh Merechem Mimei, but the whole Gdushi, and prayer is Kodesh Merechem Mimei, and prayer is also Momikeyen. So the whole, the Chalizdin of prayer is Biteiras Korban Mavrikeyen. Who is the Makriv of the Korban prayer? Who is the Makriv of the Korban prayer? The Keyen. So we could say that it's two separate things. First of all, prayer is Kodesh, Mirachamime. And then it's also Mamkeyen. So Abaye assumed that there is a connection between the two. In other words, that the Dikdushe, Mirachamime, of the prayer is based upon the fact that it's Mamkeyen. Because the whole Chalizdin of prayer is a Chalizdin of a Korban Keyen. It's a Korban Keyen. So, Mimele, according to Abaye, since the Gdusha, this is what Abaye assumed in the Haram, that true that the prayer is Kodesh Merachem Mimei, he doesn't even have to be Magdishet. He doesn't even have to be Magdishet, but the whole Gdushe is based upon the fact that it's Mamikeyen. Because the Chalizdin of prayer is a Chalizdin of a Korban Keyen. So, Mimele, so then the question arises, now the Maskone of the Gemara, according to all the Shem, except the Rambam. So the Maskone of the Gemara is the Tok V'Keyen is Mitzilis in Yon. What does that mean according to Kuntras Asveikes Lomdes? That Ameitzim Chavir Olavaraye implies that if it's a Sofik, who is entitled to the ownership in a certain Chayfetz? The Yisrael, the Bailim, or the Kayen, since the Bailim has possession at the time that the Sofik is Neilad, so he acquires only title with the Rasvada. So it's not Mamikayen. So B'teres Vada it's not Mamikeyen. So if it's not, so Abaye in the Hava Mineh was bothered by a certain difficulty. The Sefer of the Mishnah says, Sofit Preres, even though Ameitzim Chavir Olavaraye, and Ameitzim Chavir Olavaraye, according to Maskon of the Gemara, means that the Bailim acquires title in that behemoth, B'teres Vada. So it's not Mami Keyen. It's Mami Yisrael. So if it's Mami Yisrael, why Asur Migizva Veide? Because we get Reise Lechumre. But even if it's Klapishmaye Galye, if it's that was the Kasha that bothered Abaye, even if it's Klapishmaye Galye, that Zohar was Heitzi Roishe Rishi, but since we don't know, so Mimele, as far as the moment question is concerned, so Alpidin, who has the bias? Who has title in that Sofik prayer? The Yisrael. So it's not Mamikeyen. And the whole Chalizdin of a prayer, the Gdusha of the prayer, is a Chalizdin of Korban Keyen. It's not Nikrev as a Korban of Yisrael. So it's Nikrev, it's Korev, as a Korban of Keyen. But here it's not Mamikeyen. So Mimele, it should not have the Gdusha. As a result of the Afkoes Momenes of the Keyen, because of the Din of Hamitz Mechavir Varaye, it shouldn't even have Gdusha. This is what Abaye assumed. So of course, Alibet Emes, it's one is not owing the other. What is not owing the other? Even if it's not Mamikeyen, it could still be Kodesh. It could still be Kodesh. Also, but Abaye assumed that one is stolen the other. So how did Abaye explain that Mishnah? But the Mishnah says, on one end, that means that even Tok V'Keyen is Mitzilis in Yodei, and the other end, it says, Asur Migizva Veide. So there is a stira, there is a difficulty. So Abaye assumed that in view of the fact that there is a loche of mitzvah lahagdish a prayer, it's kodesh by itself without the hekdesh peh, b'divdushes peh, but then there is mitzvah lahagdish. And I said some time ago that it's not just lip service. The mitzvah lahagdish is not just lip service. It has an effect. We see from the Rambam that if he is matvis in the specific prayer, so then the Rambam says that the neder is chal. So why? Because if he is matvis in the concrete thing, so then there is a kedusha speh. It has effect. It's not just lip service, mitzvah lakdish. In other words, it has a little effect when he's magdish. So mele, Abaye assumed in the Havamim that why does the Mishnah say Asurim b'gizav aveide? Because since it's mitzvah akdishe, so here is also mechuyev misofik sveiket reis lechumre. So mimele it's a sofik prayer. So he was magdishet. So true. So it wouldn't have been osa b'gizav aveide by virtue of the kodesh merachemim. Why? Because since from the as far as the dinimomenes is concerned, so there is aloha of meitzim chaver olavarai. So the bailim acquires bailes b'tiras vaday. So it cannot be kodesh. So it cannot be kodesh mirachemim by itself. Because when can it be kodesh mirachemim by itself if it's momikayin? Then it can be kodesh mirachemim by itself. But here it's not momikayin, but it's vada, it's not momikayin. Because of that sofik, because of that subjective sofik to us. So b'tiras vaday, it's not momikayin. And if it's not b'tiras vaday, if b'tiras vaday, it's momin Yisroel, not momikayin, so maybe it cannot be kodesh merachemimei. But since it's misalak dishay, and he was magdish, and the Mishnah is referenced in the case where he was magdish, so, and that gdushe has legal effect, so then the Gdusha's prayer is chal as a result of his own Gdusha. Of his own Gdusha. So then it is chal, if Kilapishmai is Galye, that this was, that the Zohar was Heitzi Reishi Rishi. But of course, if Kilapishmai is Galye, that the Keiva was Heitzi Reishi Rishi, so this Zohar is not a prayer, it is not a prayer, so of course, the Gdusha cannot be chal because it's a special Gdusha's prayer. So it can only be chal, the legal effect can only take place if it is a prayer. But it is, so in other words, so why is it also because of Aveide, according to Abayis Avamine? Because of the mitzvah lagdishe, and he was magdish, and the Mishnah is referenced to the case where he was magdish. But then, so that is the kashe of Abaye against Rav Zeire. But since mitzvah kedusha mirachemimei, he doesn't have an account of the afkoes of momikayin. So the kedusha has to take effect. The kedusha's prayer has to take effect because of the aloha of mitzvah lagdishe. So the legal effect of mitzvah lagdishe can have effect, even though it's not momikayin. So the kedusha has to take effect, has to result from his own kedusha's peh. So if it has to take effect from his own kedusha's peh, and he doesn't know, and if Reb Lezer is the more dishmaitze of that mishneh, and Reb Lezer holds lo ma'ayil inish momene lisveike. And we see, according to some Rishenim, even though the Ran himself doesn't agree with these Rishenim, but there is a Shittas Rishenim that the Rav Lezer says, Lo Yigdish is Akvi, so that is, even in the case where he's Magdish both, Chayes Oibehemis. So in the such a case, we could say, he was Magdish both, so there is no Shaila that is intention. So we still see that some Rishonim in the Ri says that according to Reb Lezer it's not English. Why? Because since he doesn't know, so there is no real Gmiras Das to be Magdish the Kri. Even though his intention is to be Magdish both categories of animals, Chayes and Behemis, but only something whose status is known. So Mimele, here too, in the Havamin of Abaye, so this is Abaye is the Kashi in this case, since it's a mitzvah of Abaye. So the moment Cain is spoken. So Mimele, and since the moment Cain is spoken, so the Kedusha Mirechemime is also spoken. But why is it also because of Aveide? Because of Mitzvah Akdishe. So Mitzvah Akdishe. So the Kedusha has to be chal for him. And since Reb Lezer holds Loimayel initially Sveike, so Mimele there is no Gmiras Das in being Magdish this Sofik prayer. Because he doesn't know. At the time when he's Magdish, he doesn't know whether the Zohar is Eitzer Eishereshin or the Nekeva was Eitzer Eishereshin. So Mimele, how can this Hekdesh Piv take effect? How can this Hekdesh Piv take effect? So then Rav Zera says to him, Omele, Amayka Midames Dusha Abo Mileo Dusha Abo Miliodom. Not as you assumed that the Kedusha of the prayer is based upon the moment Kayin. It's not based, of course, normally, so it is called as a Kom of the Kayin. But if for some reason, so it's not moment Kayin, it can be Koreiv. Or here, it cannot be Koreiv for a different reason, because it's a Sofik. But I mean, it...